And then I see Joe Borelli, councilman Staten Island. We both love Joe. He's a great, smart guy.
He is.
And let me tell you how it went. First, let me bring Joe on with us, Bernie. Joe Borelli, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I love the Connie Francis, by the way. There's a video of her singing Where the Boys Are to some of the great troops, song. Like in the 40s.
Yes.
And it's a tearjerker.
It is. Now, Joe, do you know why I actually asked you to come on the show today?
Because you like me.
Right. I mean, and you're smart. You know politics. You can talk about the Italian Day, the Israelis, Joe Biden. With all those things said, and you're a great TV guest, with all those things said, the only reason why I texted you to come on today was because when I got to the rally yesterday, what was the first thing you said to me?
When is the Israeli rally?
Wrong. First thing you said was, what was it?
What did I say? I forget.
First thing you said to me was, oh, my God, you look great.
You do.
That's
you
it.
Do. Right now I'm in the gym. I'm in the gym parking lot right now because I have the Sid Rosenberg haircut going on for myself these days, but I'm trying to get the Sid Rosenberg body, you know?
You know, you're doing a lot of TV, Joe Borelli. The haircut in the gym is not a bad idea.
No, it looks good.
You look damn good, yes.
You do look good. But that was, I told Frank Morano, our friend this morning, I go, Joe Borelli told me I look good. He's on the show. I don't even care what he wants to talk about. But on a serious note, you were great yesterday. All you guys were great. What'd you think about that rally? And do you think that you can really get this idiotic mayor, Bill de Blasio, to reverse his decision and once again call it Columbus Day?
I think the long-term plan is to forget about Bill de Blasio. He's term limited in 6 months and, 20 days at this point. So it's all kind of moot what Bill de Blasio or Chancellor Misha Porter even has to say about it. I think the best purpose of yesterday's rally was that we're showing the mayoral candidates, we're showing the bunch of clowns trying to run for city council, that the Italian-American community is still alive, it's still vocal. There's still 800,000 Italian-Americans in New York City. There's probably 1.5, 1.6 in the tri-state area in general. And we're going to have a political voice, and one of those things we care about is not, you know, trampling over the legacy of our ancestors who scraped their pennies together and celebrated Christopher Columbus by putting statues up, by lobbying for federal holidays, and doing all the things that I hope every single cultural group who comes to America happens to want to do.
Well, that was a great job, out of you, Joe Borelli, Arthur Idala, Bo Dietl, Sid Rosenberg, everybody out there standing up for the Italians in Columbus Day. And you mentioned the people running, the clowns running for city council. The city council just yesterday, and you are a city council member, just banned straws. And now yesterday we had a cop shot. The violence just yesterday alone was off the charts. MTA workers getting stabbed, assaulted, below the streets, above the streets, off the charts. But the city council is banning straws. I mean, where do you come down? Who's going to be the best, do you think, Democrat candidate for mayor?
I think I was one of maybe five votes against the straw ban. Why? Because I like my drinks in my mouth and not drooling along my shirt, you know, going on my stomach. But look, you know, the rise in crime has actually had a political ramification already. It's become so tangible that the mayoral candidates have sort of shifted. Right now you have Eric Adams talking a bit more pro-police, a bit more towards the subject that we need police to actually be the crime solvers and crime preventers. You saw Yang follow suit, and you saw some of the lesser tier candidates do exactly the same. Everyone but the far left wackos like Scott Stringer and Diana Morales, they're all sort of coming back to the reality that the police are not, you know, racist attackers, but the police actually prevent and solve the crimes that plague our city. So I think that just shows me that they're realizing that the bulk of people and voters in New York City are not represented by the wacky far left.
Let's talk about Israel. You did say to me yesterday when the Columbus rally was over, you're heading over towards 42nd Street for the Israeli rally. I didn't know there was one, I have to be honest. As you know, Joe Borelli, I didn't even know. But certainly what's going on there is just, it's crazy. People are dying there every day. And very few Democrat leaders have come out and defended Israel and denounced the people on their side of the aisle. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Israel right now?
Well, it was amazing to see Andrew Yang make a sort of normal statement. I mean, he didn't even say, like, this wasn't Theodore Herzl coming out and speaking for Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang said a moderately pro-Israel statement, essentially saying, we have to support Israel, we hope all the loss of life is avoided. And the left broke down his door in condemnation of the things he said, which is absolutely crazy. So I think if you're like me, if you're someone who's been to Israel, who's been to Ramallah, who's been to the West Bank, who's been to settlements, and you believe in the mission and goals of the state of Israel, then you have to be vocal. And I hate to see people even defending Hamas's actions. Look, you look up Encyclopedia Britannica, and you look up the word terrorism, and it's the attempt to get political change through the use of terror. When you fire hundreds of rockets into civilian populations, there is no strategic goal. There is no tactical goal. It is only to get political change through submission from terror. These people are terrorists. It's amazing that the left even thinks that basic fact is up for grabs. Look, we can debate on where the settlement should be. We can debate on how the Gaza Strip and the West Bank should be connected. A whole bunch of legitimate issues out there to debate in a two-state or one-state solution. What's undebatable is that these people in Hamas are brutal terrorists who kill innocent civilians as a goal.
This is why, excuse me, Joe Borelli is on news all over Newsmax. He is so smart.
And Fox News.
That was well said. And also the historical reference to Theodore Herzl, the father of Zionism. Yes. I love it. Joe Borelli, you're a smart guy. I like you. Listen, the governor's race. Yesterday, Rob Astorino jumped into the race. We already have Lee Zeldin in there. Governor Cuomo apparently is going to hang on. I mean, how do you view all that and Cuomo's status right now?
Look, and you have Andrew Giuliani ready to get in the race. I think it's a good thing that you have Republicans champing at the bit, trying to get their piece of Andrew Cuomo or whoever replaces him when he goes down in an indictment or an impeachment. I'm supporting Lee Zeldin. I think he's our party's best hope. I think he's our party's best chance. And we'll be doing some fundraisers for him on Staten Island and all around the city in the next couple of days.
All right.
But I'll be honest with you. Rob Astorino's a great guy. If he happens to win the primary, I'll be equally supportive of him. And the same thing with Andrew Giuliani. By the way, Andrew Giuliani, people don't even know this. When the MTA was suffering from a lack of funds during the pandemic, it was none other than Andrew Giuliani who lobbied the president every single day to get the White House's support for funding for the MTA. So all these liberals complaining about subway funding, I know they would hate to realize that it was someone named Giuliani who actually got so yeah. much of the subway funding, and you all could ask Pat Foy, the chairman of the MTA, about that.
30 seconds to go. Are you endorsing our friend? She was there yesterday. Letitia Romero or Vito?
No, I'm endorsing neither of them. Both of them are my friends, but I'm endorsing Steve Matteo, the minority leader.
Yep,
look, when you're actually on the front lines fighting against the defund the police movement, fighting against the radical city council, I think that gives you a leg up. So I'm supporting my partner and friend Steve Matteo, who the two of us have built more parks and playgrounds and paved more streets than probably any other combination in the city council. So I'm with him, but again, you know, I'm a Republican. So if either of those two wins, I'll be firing on all cylinders for them in the general election come November.
Joe, you're a proud member of the Bald Sexy Man Club alongside me and Bernie.
Waiting to go to the gym.
There you go. Go inside and lift every weight in the damn place. Everyone, you hear me?
Pump it up. Pump
everyone.
It up.
Deadlift day. It's deadlift day, Sid. You know I'm going to feel good today.
Go get him, Joe. You look great. You sound great. We really do love you. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
What a great job. Staten Island City Councilman, and really, as Bernie said, and I said earlier, was just a smart guy, loyal guy, good guy. That's our friend Joe Borelli.